By Babineau.
Witherspoon was in for it.
My goodness, what a big play.
Welcome to Titans All Access with General Manager Rustin Webster. I'm Mike Keith. On this week's show, our one-on-one introduces you to one of the newest Titans, defensive tackle Mike Martin. Michael Griffin hosts Cantina for a Cause, and we'll take you there. And we'll get you ready for a trip to Houston to take on the Texans. But first, we cannot let it go without some discussion. Why? Because it was historic. The Titans' 44-41 overtime win over the Detroit Lions saw Tennessee pull an NFL modern-day first. Five touchdowns of 60 yards or longer. It was a game that simply took your breath away. Rustin, you watched it. You've gone back and watched it again. You've broken down the film. You've seen it from all different angles. What stands out to you most about what you saw last Sunday?
I think just the resiliency of our team to come back so often, handle adversity the way we did. There were so many big plays, and those obviously were great and allowed us to win the game. But just the way we fought, I think that was just very impressive. There were many times we could have packed it in and did not. It says a lot about our players and a lot about our coaches.
Jake Locker had an outstanding performance. It has not been talked about that much because of everything that went on in the ball game. But what stood out to you most about what you saw from Locker's work on Sunday?
I think it's just his mental toughness and the fact that he kept coming back and leading the team back when we were down and just kept battling. And he threw the ball well. He made good decisions. He ran the ball when he needed to run the ball. So there was a lot of good there from Jake. But his leadership, when we needed his leadership, was extremely important.
Why don't we enjoy the highlights one more time? It was history after all. Here are the Titans' five scoring plays from last Sunday.
Graham, the Australian, end-over-ending it down the field. Coming up, Raynaud at the 37. Throws it across the field to Tommy Campbell. 40. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Titans. Locker, drop, look, has time, fires deep down the middle for Cook. What a catch at the 30, breaks free to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Titans. Here comes Raynaud from 5 yards deep out of the end zone.
Got some room.
To the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 30,
Go
to
on.
The 40, midfield 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone! No flags! Touchdown, Titans! Stafford on 2nd and 10. Throws to Pettigrew.
Trip it.
And he took it away! Murder took it away! 30, 40, 50, say goodnight, Bob! Tron Berner's going to the house. Touchdown, Titans. He's a thief. He took it away from Pettigrew. Locker, facing a four-man front. Takes the snap. Locker fires downfield, looking for Washington.
Oh, what my gosh.
Washington at the 40.
Oh,
the
my
30,
gosh.
The 20, the 10, the 5. The end zone! Touchdown, Titans!
Nate Washington's catch was amazing. We're going to show it to you in a different way as Nate was wired for sound against the Lions. His great grab and more up next. Welcome back to Titans All Access. Wide receiver Nate Washington was hurt in the season opener against the Patriots. He played very little at San Diego, but against Detroit, number 85 was back and ready to reintroduce himself to the NFL. We saw it all up close in this week's Wired for Sound.
Hey, now, I done went to the DJ, gave him $50. To play my damn song,
and what happened?
And he ain't playing it.
What's up,
I might have to catch a DJ after the club.
You know how we doing, man?
Because this right here ain't cutting it.
No music.
No music. No music. No music. No music. Ah! He mad. 28 mad. He can't join in. One now open! You're my back judge?
No, sir.
Who's the back judge?
The skills judge. He's over there, bud.
Oh, okay.
Other side.
We're working with y'all today. You got any problems, you come to me. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't wait on them. Set the tone. Don't wait on them. Set the tone, dog. Don't wait on them. Set the tone, McKee. Set it right now. Set the tone. Hey, come on. That's on them. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Facing a four-man front. Takes the snap. Locker. Fires downfield, looking for Washington.
Oh, oh my gosh!
Washington at the 40!
Oh
the 30,
my gosh!
The 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone! Touchdown, Titans!
Due to the unbelievable and amazing nature of this play, the producers of Titans All Access deemed it necessary for Nate Washington to actually watch himself perform this catch from the sidelines to validate that it was in fact real. Do not attempt this at home.
Downfield, looking for Washington.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh! Locker fires downfield, looking for Washington.
Oh, my gosh!
Washington at the 40!
Oh, my gosh!
The 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone! Touchdown, Titans! Maybe the greatest catch ever seen at LT Field as Nate Washington running down the left it off the back of Jacob Lacy and goes 71 yards for an immaculate reception.
When Titans All Access continues, we head to Baptist Sports Park and Cantina Laredo. Full speed ahead for work and fun right after this. On Monday night, the Titans players got together for some good food, fellowship, and fun at Nashville's Cantina Laredo in the Gulch. Safety Michael Griffin got the group together for what he called Cantina for a Cause. The evening benefited Michael's Sacks for Kids program. Sacks for Kids provides bags of healthy foods and snacks to disadvantaged Metro High students to take with them for the weekends. Making sure that these youngsters have nutritious meals, it's something that's very important to Michael Griffin. Michael Griffin and the Titans have been working hard on the practice field this week. Let's get an update on preparations for Houston with head coach Mike Munchak in this week's Pinnacle Preview.
Mike, the Houston Texans have one of the most balanced offenses in the National Football League. What's the challenge for the Titans defense when taking them on Sunday?
Just to disrupt them, get off the field, put them in some long down situations. They've been in the same system for a long time with Kubiak, so they know the system well. They believe in their system. They find players that fit their system. And obviously they're off to a great start this year. So, yeah, they run the ball well, play action. So you just got to be able to stop the run, be patient, know the fact they're going to make a play or two here or there. But somewhere along the way we have to make a stop. We got to make it harder for them to run the football and then start making some plays when they throw it.
So discipline is what you're preaching on the practice field.
Yeah, they have to. That's no different than it is every week. Same thing we talked about last week is that you have to realize what kind of scheme they have. We obviously know this team well. You play them twice a year. They've been the same scheme for quite some time. So, you just got to go out there and do your part to have your eyes in the right spot. They're going to fool you after a while. You worry about playing the run, then all of a sudden it's a boot, then all of a sudden it's a throwback. So, I mean, they tie things, they make things look the same. And so you have to be smart and be able to tell the difference between one play and the next.
The different things you've done offensively trying to improve your red zone efficiency, keys there.
We just got to finish drives. It's just a matter of us making some plays and dig down deep once you get down there. It's for some reason this year. Last year we were very good at it. This year we're struggling with it in the third game of the season. So we still got a long way to go with that. But, we need to finish drives if we're going to win games and win close games. Giving them 4 points every time we go down there. We like the fact that we're getting down there. We just got to finish drives. So I think it's just concentrating, focusing, and just execute the plays called.
Finally, the energy that you got from Sunday's win, have you seen it the way you hoped on the practice field?
Yeah, I think it's like usual. You get back to work on Wednesday. It's you move on to the next one. It's a different type of team we're playing against, a division opponent. Energy's been good. Definitely winning helps you get through it all, gets through the aches and the pains and the long day on Wednesday and Thursday. But then they'll start building back. Energy will start growing back again tomorrow and as we get into the weekend. So we know what's at stake. It's early in the season, but we know we have to go down there and get a big win in the division.
That's head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.
When Titans All Access returns, we meet one of the most diverse and interesting Titans in a long time. He can also really play. Defensive tackle Mike Martin next in One-on-One.
Pull up a chair and go One-on-One. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
A lot of Tennessee Titan fans got to know Mike Martin when he played well in the preseason. Some, however, got to know him even before that. We now welcome Mike Martin to Titans All Access. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here.
And they got to know you when you were drafted number 82 overall, and they saw your video on YouTube. You're at O'Neill's, which is the bar in Ann Arbor. I guess a friend's father owns that. And you're there the night you're drafted. And you made a video that was on YouTube, Go Mike Martin. And they had a chance to watch that night. That was so special. How did you think to do that?
Yeah, well, I recorded my whole senior season. So, to do that, it just made sense for me and a friend of mine, Ryan Doyle. So I wanted to have it for my friends and family. But then we thought it would be cool to let the people that follow the Michigan and the Titans to be able to enjoy that experience with me. So it was a lot of fun.
It was really well done. And it shows aptitude beyond somebody just making a home movie, but that's because that's one of the things you'd like to do with your life after football, right?
Yeah, no, that's it definitely interests me. I feel like I'm very comfortable in front of camera and I'm a real, personal, guy. I like to get to know people. I'm a good people person. So that's something that just makes sense for me.
All right, your interests on your pre-draft questionnaire went like this. Interested in filmmaking, public speaking, entrepreneurship, hopes to own his own philanthropy-based business. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of different interests. Where's all that come from?
I met so many different people going to the University of Michigan. I met a lot of people I learned a lot from, a lot of people that started their own businesses in college. People that are, very well-spoken, public speaking, David Brandon, a guy that I, was very close with and just looked up to guys like that. So that's something that, I want to follow in their footsteps, and that's something that I want to, better myself at.
Not typical interest list of a defensive tackle. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, I'm not a typical guy, so I'm very unique, and, I pride myself on that.
Now, let me ask you this serious question, though, as you went through the evaluation process leading up to the draft. You're not a typical personality for a defensive tackle. And sometimes there's some personnel people say, I don't want a defensive tackle that thinks a whole lot, that is interested in a whole lot of things. Did any of that worry you, that because you're not the typical guy that you might be judged differently?
I heard that might be a possibility, that might happen. But, you can't go through anything in life not being who you are and being true to yourself. And, that might be true for some teams, but I'm here right now and I'm glad, and I've done it my way, the right way. So,
your mom, Teresa, sounds like she's your hero. Single mom, nurse, she raised you. How much of this that we see from Mike Martin comes directly from her personality-wise?
Yeah, she put me in the right places. She got me with the right people. And to see her and her work ethic, you know, her whole life, you know, she's very selfless kind of person. You know, she would do anything for myself and for my family. So that's the kind of things that I inherited from her, and that's why I am the kind of guy that I am today.
And the University of Michigan obviously was that great experience for you too.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big step for me in my career. Like I said, I met so many different people, you know, got coached by a lot of good coaches and a lot of people who are world-renowned in their field, you know, whether it be a professor or the guy who owns Domino's Pizza, you know, the CEO. So to be around those kinds of people, it meant a lot.
So you're not offended if we say Mike Martin, not your typical defensive tackle?
Definitely not. I embrace it.
But you're also known for your strength and you're a great wrestler. Mighty Mike, the nickname. Yeah. Do you like the nickname?
I like that. Yeah, I either get that or I get Mini Hulk or, you know, the guys, they call me Hulk pretty much. So I like those names. It's cool.
All right. So you're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, definitely. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Mike Martin, our special guest on Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this. It's time for this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford.
October 21, 2007. Kerry Collins has the Titans well ahead at Houston as the fourth quarter begins. The lead collapses, however, and it looks like Tennessee has really let one get away. But Collins doesn't fold. He hits Roydell Williams with a long pass that put Tennessee in range for Rob Baronis to set an NFL record.
Amato is the snapper. Hendrick is the holder. To win. Snap. Set. Kick on the way. Good! Comeback foiled. Titans 4-2. Rob Baronis with an NFL record 8th made field goal. And the Titans send the remaining crowd here at Reliant Stadium home stunned and disheartened.
That's this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford. Drive one. Time now for the LP keys to the game as the Titans travel to Houston to meet the Texans. General Manager Rustin Webster is back. And we start with Houston's balance on offense. It's fantastic. And it begins with quarterback Matt Schaub. So, Rustin, what do you like about Schaub?
Well, there's not much not to like. He is an outstanding passer, very smart, very accurate. He is a good fit for their scheme, does a great job with his play-action fakes, and runs the bootlegs well. So he's a very good quarterback. They obviously paid him in the offseason, and he's an exciting player for him.
Schaub loves to throw to Andre Johnson, Owen Daniels, Kevin Walter, and a whole bunch of other guys, but what also stands out about this offense is how well they run the football. They are a dominant run team. Why are they able to get so much done on the ground?
Well, they're very impressive on the ground, and really that's the thing that jumps out at you about this football team. And Arian Foster and Ben Tate are outstanding backs. Their line's been together for quite a while now. Their staff has been together. There's great continuity in their scheme, and they're able to run that zone scheme as well as anybody in the league. Very tough to handle.
The Houston defense has been dominant since Wade Phillips became their defensive coordinator last year. What do they do so well?
Well, they've got a lot of rushers. The front seven is impressive. They can all rush the passer. They're physical and get after you in the run game. They also have corners that can cover. So they can make it very difficult on you. They can come from a lot of different places on defense and they've got a great player in J.J. Watt.
Yeah, let's talk about J.J. Watt, because if there was a defensive MVP so far in the league, it's been Watt. He already has 5.5 sacks, and he's knocked down about 40 passes. I mean, he's just been fantastic. This is only his second year. Where do you see the improvement in his game to take him to this level?
I just think with his hands and his feel for using his hands as a rusher, I think that's improved. I mean, this is a big man. You're talking 6'6", 290 pounds, able to move and run. He's relentless in his effort. But I think he's improved his overall technique, and, and has gotten even better.
Texans are 3-0, leading the AFC South. You're going to their place on Sunday. How do the Titans knock off Houston?
Well, we've got to do a great job versus their zone run game and then not give up the big plays. I think if you watch them against Denver, Denver gave up several big plays against them and really was the difference in the game. So we can't do that. We've got to be technique sound and everybody in the right gap and doing the right thing against the Texans. And then offensively, we've got to make the most of our opportunities. When we get chances to score touchdowns, we need to score touchdowns.
We'll see you Sunday at Reliant Stadium.
Looking forward to it.
Coming up next week on Titans All Access, we go one-on-one with veteran linebacker Will Witherspoon. We've got Titans defensive tackle Jarrell Casey wired for sound in Houston, and Rustin gets us ready for a trip to Minneapolis to meet the Vikings. All that and more next week. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith, thanking you for watching Titans All Access. We'll see you next week.